Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're thankful that you've joined us today on Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about a subject that I believe each and every one of us should listen up and pay attention. A national day of to celebrate God. Thanksgiving is a day to celebrate God. I believe we have someone on the line. Go ahead and give a question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yes. My name is Ryan. I'm currently a student at Trinity Baptist College for my first year studying theology, and just really love listening to your sermon on the way back to school every day. And, yeah, if you knew my story, it's amazing the providence of God, what he's done in my life. I come from an addiction of many, many years, and God has just turned that around completely, and I can't help but to tell of him to everybody I talk to and everybody that wants to know my story. But I'm super thankful today for technology. I mean, as bad as it seems, we're in a time now where we can text anybody, scripture, friends, encourage people, just give encouraging words through a quick text, and just reading online. Just everything is so accessible, and I'm just lately been really thankful for that.
Very good. Well, I am thankful, Amen. Ryan, for your testimony. Yes, we can take the technological advances that God has allowed man to create. We can use them for good or bad. And I just said the other day, very much in the same vein that you were just speaking, I'm so thankful for texting. I can text and reach hundreds and hundreds of people with a very brief, short, pithy statement or a question or comment. And we have in our church, we have a text loop of those that when there's a prayer request or prayer need, we send it out to the text group of the prayer chain, and immediately it goes out from them to others. And so I'm thankful for that. And Ryan, I am thankful to hear that you're studying the Word. And so I encourage you to continue to do so and keep looking up, regardless of what happens in the world today. God is still on the throne. He's still sovereign. He's still in control.
Amen. But
thank you so much. And I pray that you'll have a wonderful national day to celebrate God. Ryan, thank you for calling. I believe we have
Absolutely.
Glenn on the line. Give us a question or comment, please.
Hey, hey, Pastor. I don't know if someone already covered this or not, but I just want to say what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful that I was born in America. I was thankful that I was born to Christian parents. That, I took the time to tell me about Jesus.
Amen.
And they took me to church. And I was there at Hillcrest Baptist Church in Augusta, Georgia, when the pastor gave the plan of salvation. He said it wasn't enough to just know all these stories in the Old Testament and the New Testament. That was good information, but all of this required a choice of whether or not we were going to give our heart to Jesus, and to let him be Lord of our life and forgive us of all of our sins that we had committed or would commit forever, and to be able to live with him in heaven. I remember looking at my father, you, and I said, can I do that? I think he might have been surprised I was paying attention. But and we went down front, and Dr. Dabney was the pastor. He led me through the sinner's prayer, made sure I understood what I was doing, At that point, I accepted Christ as my Savior. I remember the next week I got baptized, and I was so short I had to stand on a concrete block. I was a little fellow, they said, and I was looking out, and they laughed at me because I was so short. I was on the tiptoes, I didn't know if that guy was going to drown me or not, but he didn't. And I got baptized following the example of Jesus, dying to the old sin nature and raised anew to life everlasting. But that is my primary thankfulness. From that, I'm glad and thankful that I can see, I can smell, I can taste, I can hear, I can think, I can walk, I can talk, I can fix things, I can reach out to other people. I have friends, I have family. There are people who have nobody. There are people that are disabled. There are people who can't walk or talk or see.
Amen.
People who can't go outside even to feel the sunshine. I remember a couple of months ago when I was sick and had to go to the hospital, I was thanking God for every breath because it was difficult to breathe. I was thanking God that I had a place to go that could get me oxygen and allow me to breathe. And there were times when I would wake up in the middle of the night begging God just for another breath, and at the same time asking him to take care of my family who I couldn't have any contact with. I'm very thankful to be healthy. I'm thankful that I have friends and neighbors and family, and that I have my Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, which is the most important thing of all. And he has given us the responsibility and the mission to reach out to others and show them that he cares. And God loves us because he chooses to. We didn't earn it. We didn't earn it. There's nothing we can do to earn his love. He gave it to us. It was a gift. To be able to share that with other people so that they can in turn get in the lifeboat of salvation with us before the world comes to an end. And I don't have to be worried about the world coming to an end. I've read the end of the book. I know how it ends. We win. God has already conquered sin, death, and the grave, and we have eternal salvation in him. We're in the hand of Jesus, wrapped by the hand of the Father. We can't let go, and he's not going to let go of us. And that's what I'm thankful for.
That's a good statement. Ladies and gentlemen, this is another one of our sons, Glenn. Glenn, I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for your life, for your work, your ministry. And more recently, I'm thankful for your surrender to the gospel ministry. I am very thankful for each of our boys. I'm thankful for our family. I'm thankful for our my bride, your mom. I'm thankful that to have the two of you today. It's a pleasant surprise and joy to have you join me on the broadcast today.
Amen. Amen.
So
thank you,
keep
sir.
On keeping on. I'm thankful for you. Thankful that Greg is there in the corner listening. Greg, thank you so much also for calling and for your praise and testimony. That's what God wants us to do, ladies and gentlemen, is simply through it all, as the old song goes, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. As Dr. Swindoll said many, many, many years ago, problems are rungs in the ladder that draw us closer to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As the song says, if I never had a problem, I'd never know that he could solve them. So, ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. You just heard a super testimony from one of our sons about his love for the Lord and what he has done in his life. And so let me just say, Glenn, for the balance of our listening time today and for our listeners, regardless of what you've gone through, regardless of the problems, regardless of the difficulties, we need to be reminded to continue to thank the Lord and to praise him.
Amen.
Glenn, while you hang in there, Pastor Davis, what would you have to say to Glenn's testimony? What would you add to that? What would you challenge our listeners to do in response to that in Thanksgiving and a national day to celebrate God?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, thank God for both of your sons and your entire family. You know, as I have come to know them myself, because you are a man of God, amen, as the old people used to say, that the chip doesn't fall too far away from the they're just a chip off the old block.
Chip off the old block.
Amen.
That's right.
It don't fall too far away from the tree.
That's right.
But I thank God. Here's what we have to do, and this is what I challenge every believer to do on today. And I'm just going to paraphrase this in two verses coming from the book of Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. And it reads, amen, in the King James Version, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." And verse 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Now, in the New Living Translation, and this is what, amen, I take to be so precious, amen, to myself, because this is another translation, amen, that kind of clears it up a little bit, what we ought to be doing. In the New Living Translation, it says, praise the Lord, I tell myself. Mm-hmm. I tell myself every day that I get up out of my bed to praise the Lord.
Right.
Why? Because we owe him praise. He said, with my whole heart, I will praise his name. And then verse 2, he repeats the same thing. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, and never forget the good things he does for me.
Amen.
God is doing great things for us, Dr. Youngblood, not just for the saved people. The unsaved people, amen, they don't even realize they're being blessed also.
Amen.
Somebody is praying for you. That's the reason why we are here on today. Somebody prayed for us.
Yeah.
Now, the scripture said that God sends his sunshine on the good and the evil, and he makes his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. My friend, you are being blessed whether you realize it or not.
Right. But yet at the same time, Pastor, so many will just have Thanksgiving. I call it we need to have a national day of belly aching, because so many people take Thanksgiving rather than being thankful and praising God. They gripe and bellyache and complain, and Thanksgiving is given to us the day set aside that we might praise God, and the day that we might celebrate God. I believe we have Dr. Neil Phelps on the line. Go ahead with a question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning. I'm so
good
thankful.
Morning. Delighted to have you join us.
God,
good morning.
Today, Ephesians 5:30 tells us, 5:20, excuse me, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I want to be thankful to God for a Heavenly Father who is faithful as my provider, my protector. I'm so thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, God's Son, who is my life and my hope. I'm never alone.
Amen.
I want to be thankful to the Spirit of God, whose abiding presence in me helps me to live in the will of God and to love others.
Amen.
I'm so thankful for the Bible, the Book of Truth. It's filled with the exceeding great and precious promises of God. And I can have a biblical worldview and walk in truth. I'm so thankful for the hope of eternal life, which is given us by the God of hope. Now, I have something better than wishful thinking. I have a sure hope based upon the unchanging Word of God. And I'm so thankful for a heavenly home prepared for me,
amen,
and the promise of my Savior to come again and receive me into heaven. And
amen.
Also, I'm so thankful for a song to sing, and my song is of my Savior. I will glory in my Savior's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Dr.
Amen.
Phelps, I am thankful for that. I'm thankful
Wonderful.
For you. Thankful for your testimony. Thankful for the ministry work that God's given you down through the years, and for the impact that you've had on so many lives, including my life. So I am thankful for that. And I'm thankful for you sharing that with us today. Thankful for what God has done, what God is still doing, and I praise him for it. Glenn, you know Dr. Phelps. Say
yes,
some
sir.
Words that you believe would be fitting with Dr. Phelps' testimony and what he's just said.
Well, our God, our great and gracious God that created heaven and earth and us, has surrounded us with so many things to be thankful for. I can remember sitting on the back porch days that I could tolerate going out in the sun for a few minutes, and I'm better now. But I recognize that there was blue sky, there was green grass, there was trees, there was water from a fountain, butterflies and dragonflies going by, things I hadn't noticed. I'm afraid that it's strange to say this, but I'm afraid that we are so busy that we don't see what God has done for us. We're so fat and spoiled that we've never gone without. Therefore, we don't recognize the blessings that we're surrounded with. We are surrounded with blessings and the goodness of God, and his hand is on our very lives. As it says in Colossians, everything was made for him, by him, and through him all things consist. Jesus is the image of God. He is the physical form of God. He spoke the world into existence and then gave his life and salvation for us to be saved. He gave his life, sacrificed himself so that we could be with him forever. I think we just can't get a grip on how much God loves us. We just can't see it enough because we're so spoiled rotten and surrounded by so many things and so much stuff
that sometimes God may actually allow us to lose things in order for us to look up and recognize he has provided us with so much. And when I say lose things, that might also mean family members and or health and or things of that nature, not just stuff. But we are, in America, we are spoiled rotten. We live like kings and queens, and we just don't see the goodness of God around us.
Amen. I couldn't have said that better myself. Dr. Phelps, thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast today. Thank you for the truth of what you have just stated. Speak to the issue, Dr. Phelps, if you would, just a moment. You know, in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19, Pastor Davis responded to this for me. Luke 17, verses 11 through 19 is the story of 10 men that were dying of leprosy. And all 10 of them were crying out for Jesus to heal them, for him to save them, literally, because in that era, there was no cure for leprosy, and they all had leprosy. And Jesus cured all 10 of them. But there wasn't but one that came back and said, thank you.
Amen.
Speak to that and how that applies to what we find in life and society today.
Well, I'm afraid, Dr. Youngblood, that just as the scripture is saying, I mean, there were 10. 10 that received blessings from the Lord.
Yes.
Yet only one was grateful.
That's right.
And I'm afraid that this is what we are still facing in the world on today, even though we are all being blessed, and most especially in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There are a lot in the church that are not giving God the thanks. They are not grateful for what he's doing for them. And when we look at the 10, as we had a discussion on this very same scripture on the other day, that represents a tithe of the people.
That's right.
10%, mm-hmm. amen, that will give him the thanks.
Right.
So I'm thankful to God that I'm in that number.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Because as I said in my previous explanation, amen, of Psalm 103, I tell myself every day, give thanks. Give God thanks. You owe God a praise. Every day he allows me to put one foot ahead of the other. Amen. I owe him a praise. Because when we look at, amen, some people, they have 2 feet, but they can't walk. Some people have 2 hands, but they can't use them. Some people have a tongue and can't talk, eyes, and they can't see. There are many things that people, amen, take for granted. Everyday
yes.
things.
Yes, yes.
So we need to thank God for the small things as well as the great.
Absolutely. That's what Glenn was just talking about just a moment ago. Glenn, I'm looking at Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, verses 9 through 14. And God gives a warning. In part, that text says, be careful when you come into the rich land, the land of plenty, and you lack nothing, that you forget not God. Be careful that thine heart be not lifted up,
amen.
And thou forget the Lord my God. I believe today, Glenn, that we have a lot of folks that are unthankful, that have the philosophy, just as you touched on, that they are something, I think they're calling it now the woke generation, the generation today that feels that they are entitled, the entitled generation. Speak to that for just a moment for our listeners today as to what they need to do, what needs to take place as a transition in their lives to recognize, as you said, and I like that, that you recognize the blue sky, the butterflies, even the dragonflies, et cetera, et cetera. So many of us today are living in such a fast pace, the fast lane of life, that we fail to thank God. And yet there are so many today that say, look at me, look what I've made, look what I've done, look at what I've gained, look at what I've earned. Speak to that danger of not praising and thanking God. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Thanksgiving being a national day to celebrate God. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. I'm talking with one of our sons, Glenn Youngblood, and Pastor Davis with us today, and I'm thankful for that. Glenn, take a few minutes and just speak to that challenge of that question.
Well, like I said before, I believe we are spoiled rotten. We have some... it's been all of us at some time or another. We just had everything going our way and just didn't seem like there would be enough time for God. You know, the one that gave us everything, including our next breath. Where does the next breath come from? If God were to take his hand off of our life, it would have been our last breath. That would have been it.
We are so prideful for what we've done. We're prideful for our accomplishments. We're prideful for what we have, as if we did it. When God had given us, has given us life and provision, and everything that we're able to work for is because of God. And we tend to completely discount the Creator and Lord of the universe because we're so focused on getting something more, or getting more power, or more political recognition, or more stuff, money, mm-hmm. power, fame, whatever it is. And then we find that those do not satisfy. We have people with all the money they could ever want, and they're still miserable. They're still looking to fill that empty space in their soul that nothing will fit except Jesus. Jesus Amen. Is what they're looking for, and they don't even realize they're looking for him. Even the one that they call Buddha, he told his followers to seek the truth, to seek the truth. I thought that was interesting that Buddha would say that. I met a man who had a big Buddha tattoo on the back of his neck, and I said, oh, you're a follower of Buddha. And he really couldn't tell me much about Buddha. I said, well, let me tell you something that I found out. Buddha told his followers to seek the truth, and he was probably a good guy. I said, but Jesus claimed to be the way, the truth, and the life, and no one gets to the Father in heaven without him, John 14:6. What do you do with that? Well, he couldn't answer it. I gave him the plan of salvation, but then I found out maybe he wasn't really even a follower of Buddha, but he got the tattoo so that Christians would leave him alone. Jesus yes. claimed to be the way. He didn't claim to be a way. He claimed to be the way. He didn't claim to be
Amen.
Truth. He claimed to be the truth. He didn't say he was a life. He says he was the life. Very specific. It gives us the way to heaven, and people ignore it. People are so busy, so fat, and spoiled, they don't even give time to acknowledge God. And then they'll say, well, I don't know what God's will is. Well, he told you in his book. He told you in the Bible. In fact, it says that it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all would come to a saving knowledge of him. So oh, if yeah. we know what his will is not, then it tells us what his will is, that we should be as thankful Christians. We should be telling others about his salvation and his plan for eternity, because if we're truly thankful for the cure, we would be telling other people where to find it.
Right. Absolutely. Glenn, thank you so much for that. Hang on there for a moment. Pastor Davis, if we're talking about a Thanksgiving being a national day to celebrate God, succinctly tell our listeners, how should we celebrate God? Should that just be with a drunken bash? Should that be with gluttony and eating more than we should? How should we celebrate God?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, usually this is, let's say, has become a habit for me, basically, since I got saved. I was always told, and of course, my mother took me to church, throughout my young years growing up, amen. But then after I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior and was saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, amen, we always made it a habit to give God the first part of the day, especially Amen. Even the more Amen. On Thanksgiving.
Right.
Before you sit down and eat that turkey, and you know after you eat, you're going to kick those feet up. You're going to watch TV until TV watch you. Mm-hmm. Listen, give God the first part of the day. Go to the church. This is what we do mm-hmm. on Thanksgiving morning. We go to the church. And we give God, amen, a corporate praise together. Not only when I first wake up do I give him individual praise, but I give him corporate praise with the body of Christ together. Then we go out and celebrate, amen, Thanksgiving traditionally, you know, as we have been doing down through the years. But giving God the first part, the first fruit of each and every day, not just Thanksgiving Day, but I just want to let you know, every day belongs to God. So for that reason, there's 24 hours in a day. And if we want to break that down in tithes, you owe him 2 hours and 40 minutes of praise every day of your life.
Absolutely. Well, Pastor, if we're talking about a national day to celebrate God, as you just succinctly stated, our day ought to start out with saying, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Thank you for giving me health and strength. Thank
Amen.
You for life. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. It should be a thankfulness in our hearts, ladies and gentlemen, that God is still on the throne. God's not asleep. God's not on vacation. He's not dead, as was the popular statement back in the 60s. And as I say today, he hadn't even had COVID. But I am thankful for what God has done. I'm thankful, ladies and gentlemen, for God giving me a wife that has stood with me, a wife that has stood with our family, a wife that has said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior, that's a mother that has been blessed with knowing the Word and sharing the Word with four sons as we brought them up. I'm thankful for salvation. I'm thankful that April the 15th, 1958, I said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. I'm thankful to have our four sons that love the Lord and their wives and their sons and their daughters. I'm thankful for God's Word, the Bible, that gives us comfort and direction and insight and hope and develops our faith. I'm thankful for the freedom that we have in America. And many times, Glenn, I believe that people do not recognize what we have. Speak to that for just a moment. We've got about a minute and a half left. Speak to that. I'm thankful that we have freedom in America. I'm thankful for our soldiers that stand in harm's way to defend and to protect our freedom. What do you say to that? How do you respond to that? Address that for just a moment for our listeners.
I believe we have neglected our freedom. I believe we've neglected our freedom of speech, or we would be taking the opportunities to share the gospel with others. We would be thankful enough of our salvation that we'd want others to hear it. There are many rights listed in the Bill of Rights, okay? But I think primarily that freedom of speech is to be guarded closely and utilized daily. If we truly believe that God has saved us, and if we're truly thankful, we would be taking the time to share that verbally, in writing, by text message. All of the resources that we have now to communicate are unimaginable even 50 years ago. There's all types of social media, but it's typically used for negativity. As a person who rides a motorcycle, I can tell you this. You go where you're looking. If you're looking down, you're going to fall down. If there's an obstacle in the road with a motorcycle, you look to the path to get away from the obstacle. If you focus on the problem, focus on the obstacle, you will probably hit it. I've done it.
Yes.
In our lives, we should be focused on God. Therefore, we would be looking up and not looking down.
Yes.
That direction.
Pastor Davis, read us one verse of scripture about Thanksgiving before we go.
Amen. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him."
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.